Warning, this podcast may contain adult content or adult language. This is not the family-friendly YouTuber you're used to. Listener discretion is advised. What is up, my clan? Welcome back to another episode of Riffing with Clintus, the weekly podcast about whatever I feel like talking about, whether it's something that happened last week, yesterday, or just something on my mind, a topic that I want to flesh out a little more in depth. I create a lot of content on the internet. I do a daily vlog on YouTube. I go live on Twitch almost every day, sometimes twice a day. I have this podcast that has been going now for a little over 2 months. Obviously missed an episode last week, and I apologize for that. But I kind of wanted to talk about that. That actually was the spark of this week's topic regarding burnout or fatigue, whether it's content fatigue in consumption or content creation fatigue. And really, this topic can be interpreted, and what we're going to talk about can be used in multiple things. You don't have to be a content creator to feel this. anything that we obsess over, anything that we get super pumped, super excited about, I think we can get fatigued by. Burnout is a state of emotional or physical and mental exhaustion, right? Caused by excessive or prolonged stress. And it occurs when we feel overwhelmed or emotionally drained. And, you know, we're unable to meet constant demands. And those demands can be set up upon ourselves, right? In my case, it's myself. I'm my own boss. I set these parameters for myself. And, you know, it all falls on me. And last week I tried to record, actually I recorded a little 10 minute, 12 minute, episode outside of the gym. I walked out of the gym and hit record. So I ended up not posting it because the sound quality was horrible. I was using my AirPods and I kind of wanted to test it out anyways, just to hear what, recording with my AirPods sounded like. Now I know that it's not very good. So the next test will be just using my iPhone without the AirPods to see if it sounds any better. I mean, I'm not looking for, you know, studio quality. I'm not looking for this quality right here. Obviously, this is a much more expensive microphone and plugged into a PC. But if I can get at least decent quality sound on the go, then I'd be more inclined to just, you know, do short little blurbs. So we'll see. We'll do another test with just the iPhone's microphone and not the the AirPods. But the point I'm getting at, the episode, the little recording that I did was regarding my schedule and scheduling and trying to stick to it. I feel like that's my biggest area of opportunity in 2019, and something I'm striving really hard to overcome and work on. And the more I thought about it, I realized that one of the factors of me having a hard time scheduling things and setting, you know, getting things in motion is because I am a little overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that I'm trying to do. And that, you know, the easy answer is we'll just stop doing all the things, right? Focus on one or two. But it's one of those things where when things are going well, when things are just like, you know, when the engine is running on all cylinders and they're all in perfect harmony, right? You know, up, down, then I have time to do other things. I have time to do multiple things. The problem comes down to when they're not running, when they're like they're supposed to be, right? When there's a hiccup, when there's a curveball, when something comes up at the last minute and it changes the whole plan, that's where things fall apart, right? That's where things all of a sudden fall out of routine. Let me tell you a little story. I don't know when this was, a long time ago. I got the P90X, P90X workout video series. And it was a DVD series. You did it at home. And one of the things they talked about was like, you know, it's anyone can do it. You work at your own pace, your own level. There's advanced moves, there's beginner moves. And most of the workouts don't require weights. Now, every once in a while, you'd have to have like some dumbbells, you know? And so we had like little, I don't know, 10 pound dumbbells or something like that. But I did P90X for 6 weeks straight, never missing a workout or routine. I only took breaks when it told you to take a break, and I did it. And I was seeing results. I was getting compliments on the way I looked and like muscle tone and that sort of thing. And I was just, I was in my groove, bam, 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 right? I was feeling it. I was loving it. I was getting those pat on the backs, and I was like, all right, this is going good. Then I traveled with Tiffany's dad, and we went on a road trip to Missouri to move his mom to Missouri. And so it was a road trip. I was gone for, it took us 2 days to get to Missouri, driving a U-Haul. And then we were in Missouri for about a week, I think, like maybe like 4 days or so, a full week total of being gone. And obviously I didn't bring my P90X videos. Tiffany, I think the time this was still doing it. And so I broke my routine, right? I did some push-ups, I did some jumping jacks while I was there, but I mean, let's be honest, it's not the same. And I wasn't that diligent. So I get back home and I try to do my first workout after almost a week of no workouts, and I just wasn't feeling it. I did the workout, and I don't know if it was a different time of day or if it was because it was whatever it was, it just did not feel the same. And all of a sudden, I had lost that drive, and I lost that mojo to keep busting my ass and do the workout. I skipped a day, and then I'd do it, but I would do like a half-assed version of it. I skipped a workout, went to a different one because I thought it was easier. Like it fell apart, and within a matter of 2 weeks, I had stopped doing the workout altogether. So all the 6 weeks that I had done prior, being very diligent, very meticulous with my workouts and following it to the T, it was all gone. I just completely stopped. And it's because I broke the routine. I broke that schedule. And the same thing happens with my content creation. I will find a groove where I'm like, just boom, boom. This happens on this time. Then I do this. Then I do this. Then I do this. And it just, everything just flows. It just flows. And then something changes, whether it's a new thing in my schedule, something in the last minute, something, whatever. Breaks the routine. And then it's hard for me to get back into that routine. And I feel like this podcast is the most recent, the most recent example of this. You know, I did pretty well getting an episode out every Monday, whether I was recording it the night before or not. I got the episode up every Monday up until last week. And last week is because I traveled to PAX. I went to San Antonio for PAX South. And up until then, I had been recording the podcast pretty much on Sunday, the day before the podcast would go live. Well, on Sunday, I was in San Antonio and traveling back to Phoenix. So I either needed to record an episode before I went to PAX, or record an episode while I was at PAX, or plan on recording an episode Sunday night when I got back from PAX. None of those things happened. So come Monday, I didn't have an episode, as you guys discovered. Tuesday, I tried to record an episode and had some problems uploading to the website, which we may still have the issue. I don't know. We'll see. I'm recording this episode in two different locations just in case, because that was mega frustrating to talk for 20 minutes and then realize that your recording is gone. Poof. So yeah, that's what happened last week. But my point I'm getting at is here we are. I'm recording this on the day the episode is supposed to go live. 20 minutes before I'm supposed to go live on Twitch for my morning stream, and we're recording an episode because I've lost the routine, right? Sunday was a day of hanging out with the family the entire day. I did a short 3-hour stream on Twitch while everyone was doing something else, and I just kind of squeezed that in just because I wanted to play Anthem one last time before the demo disappeared. But for the most part, it was breakfast, it was a farmer's market, it was volleyball, it was washing the dog. If you watch the vlog today, you'll see all these things. And then we grilled and made dinner and whatnot. So it was a great Sunday, but I need to not record the podcast on Sunday. Like, that needs to not be a thing, because I would rather spend my day with the family than be up here. I feel like this needs to be done sometime during the week. And that's really what it comes down to is, as I've said 1,000 times, scheduling out my week. And one day last week, I sat down and I reached out to a handful of friends and colleagues and scheduled some collabs for live streams. So today, for example, I'm playing with my buddy Vibronium. We're going to play some Division. Thursday, I'm going to be playing PUBG with my buddy Stat. And I have a couple more outlying waiting to see, get some responses back. But if not, I'm fine with that. But I actually have this week's streams planned out. I'm feeling pretty good about that. I actually took the time last week at Bryce's basketball practice and got it all scheduled out. So each stream this week, I have already locked in what I'm doing, the plan. Now, of course, something might come up, curveball might be thrown, and changes might need to be made, and you have to adapt to that. But I need to do a better job of doing that. And something else I talked about in that recording that you guys will never hear is that I need to actually time block the simplest of things, because if I have it in my head that is what I'm doing tonight, then I'll do it. I'll do it when I'm supposed to do it, and I'll do it like I had intent in doing. And I feel like that's the problem. Like, I know in my head, I get up here and I sit at my desk at 10 o'clock Monday through Friday. That's my stream time, right? Monday nights, 6 p.m., I'm in this chair booting up Discord, and we're getting on a call with Lono and Mike and Webski because we're doing the Rageless Roundtable. Like, that's a scheduled time slot. I need to do that with everything else in my life. I need a scheduled time slot to record the podcast. I need a scheduled time slot to make a video for Clintus Games. I need a scheduled time slot to do email. And it sounds so simple when I say it like that. And I'm literally I'm shaking my head right now. Like, I'm such an idiot. Why am I even talking about this right now? I feel so stupid talking about this right now. But I feel like that's what I have to do. I have to say it. I have to get it out into the world. I need you guys to hear it, to hold me accountable, right? Now, I say that. I appreciate when people in my chat room or people in Discord ask me, hey, what's up with this? What's up with that? Right? So there's a feeling of accountability there. Like, I don't want to let you guys down, because I really don't want to let you guys down. But that's what ends up happening. I feel bad because I am letting you down. That's exactly what happens. I feel bad because I feel like I'm letting you down. And so it's this catch-22 where it's like, hey, I want to say it, because I have to do it. I feel like I have to do it because I said it. You guys are expecting it now, right? But then when it doesn't happen, I feel like I let you guys down. And it's just like, it takes the wind out of my sails. I get bummed out. I lose my energy. I lose my momentum. And so, I don't know. It's like I said, it's a catch-22. I feel better letting you guys know, because I feel like if enough people say something, or if the right people say something, it gives me that push to get it done. So, talking about 2019 and goals and my plans for the year, I'm very excited for 2019. I feel like this is going to be an amazing year after 2018 and you know, a very mediocre year for so many people, including myself. I'm really excited about 2019. And this podcast is part of that. And I want to talk more about this podcast. I want to talk about, you know, like I said, as the title kind of depicts, burnout and fatigue. But I also want to talk about what my thoughts and my plans are for this podcast, because I think it's evolving. You know, now that we're 9 episodes in or so, it's evolving, and I think we need to maybe clarify a few things, set some expectations, both for you and me. And I think it's important that I set my own expectations, because I had expectations for the podcast when I launched it, and those expectations are not being met. And I understand why, and I get that. So I feel like we need to talk about that and reestablish that. So let's talk about that. All right, I'm sipping on some King's Coast coffee here. Excuse me, I'm trying to get my coffee in. If I let it sit too long, it gets too cold, and then I'm like, bleh, bleh. There's that fine line between like hot coffee and iced coffee. right? That room temperature coffee where you're just kind of like, eh, you want to drink it, but then at the same time, you're like, this is really bad. So yeah, my coffee usually sits there in that area and it's not very good. So this podcast originally, the intent of this podcast was an opportunity for me to shoot the shit with my friends and my family members. I envisioned this podcast being like me and my brothers, right? Grabbing a beer and just talking shit, right? Telling dirty jokes and that sort of thing. And that's kind of what I envisioned. I mentioned this in previous episodes. There's another podcast called The Jam. It's with three guys that I'm look up to, that I'm proud to call friends. And they do this podcast in one of their house. Corey, he has a like bar in his house, and he's got it built for streaming. So he's got a camera set up, he's got a gaming machine set up, music, and a bar, right? And so the three guys go in there, they crack open a beer, pour themselves a drink, and they basically, you know, they come back from dinner, and so they've already kind of started the night at dinner with some drinks and some food, and they're catching up from the last week. Hey, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? We should talk about this. We should talk about that. Then they come back to his house and they fire up the live stream. They record the podcast and they basically continue the conversation. But they're already primed up, right? Because they've already been hanging out for like an hour or two at the restaurant, and then you know, they're like their best buds. They're partners in multiple businesses. They're best friends. They live within, I would say, 10 minutes of each other, right? In any particular direction. And so they do this, they have this camaraderie all the time, right? And that is what inspired me to fire up the podcast and get this thing going again. Because like I said in the beginning of the episode, beginning of the show, when it first launched, this idea was 4 years ago. I bought the domain, I bought the microphones, I got everything set up 4 years ago to do a podcast where I just kind of know, like, I just wanted more of a place more to talk, right? Shoot the shit, riff, right? And so, but I lost that mojo and lost that kind of that push when I started live streaming, because I felt like I was able to do that in a live format with live interaction, which I absolutely love. And I will continue to say that that is my favorite content to create. Live content is my favorite thing to do. I love hanging out with you guys in real time, doing whatever it is, whether it's video games or walking around in public at an event. I love it. But the conversation sometimes gets derailed because someone else in chat says something, another question gets brought up, and the conversation constantly is moving around. So it's hard to have a conversation, or I should say, it's hard to get out all my thoughts in a constant stream of consciousness, right? Because there's other people in the conversation. Whereas this podcast, it's easy for me to get it all out because there's no distractions, except for my own. So hearing those guys on The Jam is what inspired me to jump back on this podcast train and be like, all right, let's get this thing going. Here's the intention. And we had that episode with Chuck, and that episode with Chuck was the closest thing to that I'll probably get. But here's the problem. Here's the dilemma and the reason why the last, I don't know, three or four episodes have been by myself. The reality is I don't have a best friend. I don't have a close group of individuals that I talk to on a regular basis to that level of friendship. You know what I'm saying? And even though I have two brothers that I live within 20 minutes of, we go days, sometimes weeks, without actually talking. I've said this numerous times. Our schedules are so opposite that it's damn near impossible to get the three of us together at the same time, outside of holidays, right? One brother gets up at 4 a.m. and works till like 1 p.m, comes home, takes a nap, and then sometimes goes to a second job, right? Has anxiety issues and does not like to go out in public and likes to be around a lot of people, right? He's a homebody. He likes to chill at home. He's a big fan of that. Then I have another brother who during the week works normal hours, but I wouldn't even say normal, because at any given moment he has to get in his car and go to where he works to do something, right? Kind of a Mr. He's a jack of all trades, Mr. Fix It, does everything right when everyone needs it, kind of on salary. So he just always goes to work, always does things. And then two nights a week, bartends. And so he gets to the bar at 8 o'clock. He's there till 2-3 in the morning, gets home at 4 or 5 in the morning. He's not in bed till 5 or 6, you know, so he sleeps during the day when his kids are in school, that kind of thing. That's his schedule. So, and then you got me in the middle, who's just kind of like right in the middle, right? I work your typical 9 to 5, kids, you know, kids go home from school, they do their own thing. They're older, right? A lot of sports in the evenings. So my nights are pretty packed. So it just doesn't, so that's my brothers. But then, like I said, friends, I have a lot of friends, but none that really live near me. None of them that I hang out with on a regular basis. None of them that just comes over and, you know, shoots the shit. I just, I've never had that. I've never had that. And maybe it's because Tiffany and I met so young. We were so young. And so, you know, when you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, like you end up spending a lot of your time with them, right? They become your, you know, hey, who are you going to hang out with? Who are you going to go to the movies with? Hey, who are you going to go to the mall with? Who are you going to go to dinner with, right? Like that becomes your companion. And so even though Tiffany and I, you know, do everything together, spend our time together, we've always been opposites in everything. Like in all of our choices of what we like, we've always been opposites: music, movies, TV, pastime, hobbies. Even the fact that I like to go out, I like crowds. I'd rather be at a bar, right? I'd rather be at a bar than be at home, right? When I'm at home, I'm not a big drinker. I'll have a beer. I'll have a rum and coke. You know, I'll make myself a cocktail, right? By the pool, maybe I'll have one or two, but I'm not a big drinker. Now, we go out to a bar, we go to a party. I have been known to have too many cocktails because for me, drinking is a social thing. So I will continue to just crack open another one, have another one, because it's just like it's talking and drinking at the same time. And so the more I talk, the more I drink, and just that's how I roll. Right? Whereas Tiffany's the opposite. Tiffany doesn't like the crowds, and she's not an outgoing person. So she doesn't make friends very easily. She'd rather be at home and sit on the couch or on the patio and drink, you know? So everyone's different. Everyone's different. And we're very different. So even though she would be the closest thing to my best friend, we still don't have that buddy relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, she can't be up here. She's tried to sit up here and record, and it didn't work out, right? She'll sit up here and be on stream with me. After about 30 minutes, she's over and she wants to leave. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a different relationship. You know, I absolutely love her. She's my favorite person to be around, but for different reasons, right? And so because I lack that friend or friends, this podcast will never be what it was intended to be, because I just don't have that relationship, right? Now, I could call my brother up and say, hey, why don't you come over here on Thursday and we'll record an episode of the podcast, right? That can happen. I just need to be diligent and find a day that works for, you know, each of them or together, whichever. And, you know, it'll happen eventually, but just not, like I said, not the way I envisioned it, not like the jam. Because I just don't have those relationships. I've got friends that I could call up and invite over. That could easily happen as well. But that's not the point. That's the point I'm trying to make. That was not the intention. Right? It was supposed to be natural, organic. Like, it was just going to happen. Now, next time Chuck is in town and we're hanging out, that's what'll happen. We'll be downstairs drinking a couple beers. We'll probably be eating some dinner. Dude, let's go upstairs and record the podcast. Yeah, let's do it. That'll be an awesome episode, right? It'll be great. But that's what has to happen, right? The next time my brothers are over here, right? I'll have more intent and, you know, bring them up here to record an episode, so to speak. So what does that mean that this podcast is going to be if, you know, Clint is a lonely boy and doesn't have any friends. What's it going to be? Well, it's going to be more of this. It's going to be more of me dumping my thoughts, try to be more topical. Obviously, I don't want to have an hour of just, you know, rambling. I do want to have at least a topic to talk about. And I do have a list of topics that I've already started to write down. Now, obviously, some are very obvious. Some are, you know, blatant. You know, we're going to talk about YouTube. We're going to talk about Twitch. Where is my... there it is. Wow, I'm blind. Okay, podcast topics. YouTube, Twitch, religion, Q&A. My brothers and video games. So these are topics that I've already written down that I know for a fact we're going to talk about at some point. YouTube obviously is a hot topic. People want me to talk about YouTube, Twitch. The Q&A, I thought it'd be a cool idea. I'd let you guys know ahead of time, like a week or two in advance, let you guys send your questions in, and then we'll just do a rapid fire Q&A. Bam, 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 right? Get it on. Get it going. The brother episode, like I said, I really want my brothers to be over here and be able to record face to face. Video game. I see doing a weekly episode, like middle of the week or maybe the end of the week, right? And talk about video games, talk about what happened in the video games that I play, happened in the video game industry, right? Bring on some fellow streamer friends to talk about it. But then I started thinking, like, I am so narrow-minded. Not narrow-minded. Like my view on video games. I only play a handful of video games. I don't really follow a bunch of like I don't follow developers and know who makes what. Like BioWare made Anthem, right? And so we've been playing Anthem this last weekend with the VIP demo, but like I forgot what other games they made until people started talking about it. I'm like, oh, they made Mass Effect or Gears of War. See, I don't know. I'm saying that right now. I'm like, oh crap, which one is it? Is it Mass Effect or is it Gears of War? It's Mass Effect, right? Andromeda. That's what they made. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I feel like, well, I'm not qualified to talk about it. The topic, the conversations will be very like Destiny, Division, Tarkov, Anthem, right? Like when Anthem comes out, like I guess that would happen. And I assume my audience, because you are my audience, because you watch my YouTube videos or watch my live streams, you probably care about those games. So maybe that'd be fine. Maybe that'd be okay. But then I get excited about it because I'm like, wait a minute, but that's the connection that I have with these individuals. So if I bring them on, then we get to kind of maybe have a little bit of that camaraderie, have a little bit of that friend conversation that I want. So then I get excited. I'm like, wait a minute, that's it. That's my connection with these guys, right? Like invite a couple of my streamer buddies on that you know, play the same game. And then we talk about something this week, like, hey, this week we're going to talk about Destiny or blah, 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 because we played Destiny together, right? Like, play with them, then talk about it on the stream, on the podcast, right? Like, I thought about that. So I got some ideas. I mean, I'm not completely just, you know, blah. But it just comes back to the topic at hand with the fatigue, right? And the burnout of planning and following through with what it is I said I'm going to do. Right. I'm here. I'm talking about this stuff. And it's like, I got to hold myself accountable. And I think it really just comes down to just the scheduling. Right. One of the things we talked about last week was taking a day off from streaming. Right. So that I don't have that push of like, oh, I got to be upstairs at 10 o'clock. I only have time to do so much in the mornings. Right. Cause I'm not a morning person, even though I'm trying to force myself to be a morning person. I'm going to bed a little earlier each night. When Tiffany gets out of bed, I'm forcing myself out of bed as well. And it works out some days. And other days it doesn't. You know, some days I stay up late, I get up early, and I don't feel right the next day, right? Because I didn't get enough sleep. Or I get up early and I end up not utilizing the time, right? I do get to hang out with the kids a little bit more in the mornings before they go to school, but my workload doesn't change, right? It just gives me more free time to, you know, dilly-dally around, watch some streams, which I don't do very often, right? I go days without watching, consuming any content. I'm always in content creation mode. So how do you shake the burnout? How do you shake the fatigue, right? If you're in that mode in whatever you're doing, whether it's content creation or you're an artist or you're a writer, or maybe it's something at work, right? You're working on a project at work and you were really excited about it at first and you've been cranking on it and loving the results, but now you're, you know, weeks into it, months into it, and you're starting to feel like, oh, I just want this project to be over with. I want to move on to another one, right? How do you shake that feeling and push forward? Well, the biggest thing that I've learned is to take a break, right? Now, obviously, if it's your work, then maybe you don't have that option to take a break, but you got to find a way to disconnect yourself, just even for a brief moment, a brief moment of time, a day, you know, a few days, a week, maybe, to kind of recharge your batteries, right? Look at it at a different angle. I find that that's something that works for me is taking a step back and rotating a little bit and looking at it at a different angle, right? Get someone else's take on the on it. Sometimes I'll reach out to some friends or colleagues and just, you know, run something by them, ask them a couple of questions, maybe lurk a little bit in chat rooms or watch some YouTube videos and just get like kind of like re-energize the batteries, especially for content creation. Because I feel like in all the years I've been doing this, that happens quite often where I lose my drive, I lose my mojo, and then at some point it just becomes this monotonous, like habitual task that I have to do versus something that I want to do. And so by taking a break and looking at other people's stuff, you get these ideas, you get excited about it again. And then I come at it a different angle. Now I'm like, bam, now I'm doing what I set out to do, but I'm doing it differently. I'm doing it with more enthusiasm, more excitement. Cause now I feel like, oh, I'm gonna try it this way, right? It looks good for him. Let's see if it looks good for me. You know, and get creative again. Just I think that the best analogy is coming at it from a different angle. Works best for me. And it might work best for you. It might work for you. Might be a different thing. You have to find your own path. But taking a break usually helps that, right? Because you all of a sudden you break that routine. Now here's the catch with that, right? Going back to the P90X example, taking a break can also sometimes it changes the routine. It changes the habitual habit. Habitual habit, is that a double? Is that the same word? I just said basically say the same word, didn't I? Okay, rewind that. It changes the way you do things. And so for me, the P90X, I stopped doing the P90X, right? Because I broke the routine, right? And that was a bad example, or it was a negative effect, right? But when we're talking about, I wasn't burned out, obviously. I wasn't burned out on the working out. But my there's a point here somewhere. I know there is. I'm still fishing for it. The point I'm trying to make is by doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, by taking a break, it changes the way you come back at it. In my experience, I don't come back to the same thing, the same place, and pick up right where I left off. Most of the time, I have a different outlook on it. I have a different view. I have a different strategy. Or in the P90X example, I come with a different mindset and therefore lost the drive, right? I got demotivated. Obviously, if we're talking about content creation and or work, you want to come back and get re-motivated, right? You want to be re-motivated to get back to work and do what you're doing and do it better than you were before, right? I don't know what I'm talking about. So here I am, 10:14 a.m. I should be live on Twitch right now, trying to wrap up this episode of the podcast because I feel guilty not having one last week, and here we are Monday, not having an episode. And again, the original intent of the podcast was to be able to just kind of shoot the shit with somebody, right? No plans, no intent. I've been using that word a lot, huh? Intent, intentionality, intentional. Yeah, I don't know. It's the word of the day, I guess. I like the original plan was me and somebody to just come up here and start talking and talk about what it is that we have in common. What is it that we were just doing? What is it that we do together, right? And so that feeds into my mantra of I don't plan shit. I don't want to plan shit. I just want to just do. I just want to be doing things, right? Like, I've gotten spoiled over the years with my wife planning everything for me and the kids, right? Because that's what she does. She was a planner. Now, granted, I've read off on her a lot in the last 20 years. She's definitely not as diligent and or as much of a planner as she used to be. She used to be a lot better or worse. I don't know which way you put that. But she still is a lot better than me. And I think a lot of that has to do because I've gotten complacent with her doing it. She just does it, right? It's the same thing. It's the same thing about like laundry, right? She likes to sometimes give me shit that like she does my laundry for me. Like, you don't even do your own laundry. You wouldn't even know how. I'm like, I did live by myself for a while. Like I'm an adult. I do know how to do my laundry. I've done loads of laundry for you, but because she just does it, I don't even think about it. I don't think about my laundry. I don't think about dirty clothes and clean clothes and folding. I just don't think about it because she just does it. Now, if tomorrow all of a sudden she was like, hey, I'm not doing this anymore. You need to do your own shit. Okay, fine. I'll do it. No problem. I'll have to figure it out, put it in my schedule. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wake up in the morning, put a load of laundry in. Like, I'm an adult. I can do that. But when it comes to the podcast and my life in general, I don't know. I live like 15 feet in front of me. You know what I mean? Like that saying of like, I just, whatever's in front of me is what I'm focused on. And that frustrates me when I say that, when I think about it, because I'm like, I'm a 37-year-old man. Like, I should be able to, you know, be smart about things. And with a lot of things, I'm dumb. And I try to squeeze every minute out of the day doing things that I know I need to do, that I'm the only one who can do these things, right? Tiffany can't do it. The kids can't do it. I mean, and no one else should do it, right? It sounds like I shouldn't be relying on friends and, you know, colleagues to do things for me. It's like, this is my shit. I need to do my own shit. And because I don't plan anything, because I don't sit and like think out my day or my week, I just kind of just fly by the seat of my pants and I forget about a lot of things. I forget a lot about a lot of things, right? Is that burnout? Is that fatigue? Or is that just poor planning, right? I don't feel burned out. I don't feel like I'm fatigued right now, but am I in some subconscious level like getting burned out and fatigued? I don't think so. I think it's just poor planning. I feel like it's not knowing what's next every day. Like today, I know. Today I have my live stream. I'm playing with Vibronium. I'm gonna go to the gym. We're gonna eat an early dinner, and then I gotta be back up here for the Rageless Roundtable podcast. Now, in the back of my mind, I feel like I might be playing comp tonight with Dob Zerker, but I don't know. I have to go read my messages on Discord. He sent me 3 days that he's available. I don't know if today's one of them, right? There's a good example. I don't know if I'm supposed to be playing comp tonight or not. As of right now, I don't know. I also don't know what nights the week he did say he was available to play, right? So that goes back to sometime this morning, carving out a time to schedule out my week, which is what Chopstick, you know, said, take Mondays off from streaming so that you can plan out your week and, you know, have a good solid feeling for your week. And I like that, right? I like the idea of that. Like, hey, Monday morning, I get up and I look at my calendar for the week and I put up, you know, set up some collabs to live stream. I set up my, you know, my topic for my podcast, my topic for my Clintus Games video, right? I'm gonna make a video on Clintus Games. Then I have, you know, maybe a chunk out an hour to do emails, right? Like Monday's my chill day to catch up from the weekend. Cause the weekends I try to give to my family, right? I don't schedule live streams on the weekends. If they happen, they happen, but they're completely random. They're completely up in the air. And the reason for that is because if Tiffany or the kids want to do something, I want to be able to say yes. Not, I don't want to be like, oh, sorry, I have this thing with this, you know, streamer, or sorry, I already have this scheduled thing. Now, there are rare occasions that does happen. Like yesterday, I wanted to squeeze in a small stream to play Anthem one last time, right? Because I didn't get a chance to play the other things. And, you know, and because everyone else was kind of doing their own thing, I had a little window, right? Squeezed it in between lunch and dinner. So taking a Monday off, you know, that makes a lot of sense. But I immediately now feel bad because that's one less day of streaming, right? Now I'm only streaming Tuesday through Friday because I'm not streaming on the weekends. At least I'm not scheduling streams on the weekends. So then what? So now I'm only streaming 4 days a week. I already feel bad at five. I feel like I should be doing 6 or 7 streams a week. December, November, I was doing 2 streams a day, 5 days a week, right? That was a lot of streaming. I streamed a lot and it paid off. My numbers were great those months. My numbers were I say that. I mean, yeah, they were, right? Views, actually, it was October. Yeah, October and December were huge months for viewership and follows and revenue, right? I don't know why November was so bad, but yeah, I mean, like it, the work paid off, right? And that's really what it comes down to, is when you do something and you see the results in a positive manner, you're like, oh, I'm going to keep doing that. Just keep doing that. Just keep, you know, moving the needle. And content creation is like that, right? It's very easy for people to get discouraged when they do something and they don't get the results. They're like, well, there's no reason to do this. No one cares, right? No one's watching. I'm not getting any views. I'm not getting any subscribers. I'm not getting any followers. I'm not making any money. What's the point, right? The point is you're supposed to be enjoying what you're doing. You're supposed to be enjoying the content creation. You know, a lot of people ask me what made me get into YouTubing? What made me want to be a YouTuber? And, you know, my response is always like, there was no such thing as a YouTuber back when I started. There was no ad revenue. You didn't make money. You made videos because you enjoyed it, because it was fun, because you enjoyed sharing and being socially interactive, right? It wasn't until a couple of years later when the partner program rolled out, all of a sudden there's ads being put out there and, oh, wait, now you can actually make some money from doing this? That's cool. Like, that's a bonus, right? You already love doing this thing, but now you can get paid to do the thing you love. That's the greatest job in the world. That's the American dream. Running your own business, doing something that you love, right? And making money doing it. That's the American dream. But it starts with the love and the passion of what it is you're doing. So like when people come in here and say, I want to be a YouTuber, I want to be a Twitch streamer, right? I want to be rich and famous. Like, good luck with that. Because if that's your driving force behind it, then you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be let down, and you're not going to follow through with it. You're not going to stick through it, right? I tell people all the time that, you know, they're like, I'm looking for advice on a new YouTuber, new Twitch streamer. What's the best advice you can give me? The number one piece of advice, besides all the technical stuff, is be patient, because it's going to take you years to get a following. It's going to be years before anyone's really watching you. Years. Do you have years? Do you have the patience to do this thing for years with nobody watching you, with nobody interacting, with no money? I mean, great. If you can, great. That's awesome. But I'll tell you right now, most people won't. Most people can't. In this day and age, kids have no attention span. They have no patience. They'll start making YouTube videos. Nobody's going to watch it. They're not getting any subscribers, and they're just going to stop and quit. Well, there you go. That's why you're not going to make it. Because you don't have the intestinal fortitude to push through, right? I have no idea where this topic came from. I got on a little riff there about passion and being driven. But to wrap this conversation up, I feel like this podcast is all over the place, and I apologize. But at the same time, I don't apologize. I don't give a fuck. I feel like that's my problem, is I overthink shit way too much. I overthink it because I'm like, I feel like I'm lost. Like I overthink it, trying to find clarity. I'm trying to like cut through the fog and say like, that's what I'm doing. That's where I'm going. That's what I'm going to do. But because I don't find that, then I stay in the cloud. I'm turned around. I'm in this fog and I don't know which direction to go in, because I'm looking for the direction. I'm constantly in this like 360 spinning around, not sure where to go. So then I'm not moving, right? Famous line from Chuck Reynolds or Cade, AKA Ticket Anywhere, right? Always moving forward. Always having to move forward, because if you're not moving forward, then you're standing still and the world's passing by you and you're missing opportunities. A door is closing, a window is closing. Path is, you know, someone else is taking that path. Someone else is getting in front of you, right? You've got to continue to move forward. And that's my problem, is I get stuck in that fog and I don't see the light. I don't see a sense of purpose or direction.
And that's what messes me up. I get, Tiffany knows it sometimes. I'm not all the time. She knows it when it happens to me, when I'm like in this deep thought, and she's like, her initial response is, what's wrong? What's the matter? And I'm like, well, nothing's really wrong. It's just, I'm thinking, I'm in my fog, right? I'm in my fog right now. I'm trying to think and figure out what I'm doing next. What direction am I going in? Right. She interprets that as something's wrong because she sees my face. And it's very clear when something, you know, when I'm in that deep thought, that fog. And it happens, I don't want to say every week, but at least every other week, about Wednesday or Thursday is when it hits me. Monday and Tuesday is great. I'm riding from the weekend. I'm pumped to get back to streaming. I'm excited to talk to chat. I get into it, right? But then like Wednesday or Thursday comes around and something clicks, and all of a sudden I've lost the hype. I've lost my energy. And I'm starting to beat myself up because I'm forgetting things. I forgot. So now it's Wednesday or Thursday, right? I forgot to respond to an email. I forgot to follow up on with something that I said I was going to do. I had intention to do a thing, record an episode of something, record a video, put together some clips, like something. And here it is, the middle of the week, and I forgot to do it. So now I'm beating myself going, damn it. I didn't do that thing. Well, now it's the middle of the week. Do I have time to do the thing? Because the week's almost over, right? And it's just this constant repeat battle, right? And Tiffany knows. She sees it, right? So now I'm sitting here questioning, is it a form of fatigue? Is it a form of burnout that I'm feeling that, right? The reality is, I if I had it my way, chat, and you're not chat, listeners, I don't know. I'm talking to my chat room now, and I'm even live. If I had it my way, I would just live stream all the time. I would live stream everywhere I could. I would live stream all the time, whether it's here in my chair playing video games or with the backpack walking around my house. Because I have the vlog, I feel like I can't do that, right? I can't live stream and vlog at the same time. It's very difficult. The vlog ends up suffering because I'm giving my attention to the live audience that I have, right? But as I say that, and I said this before, I won't live stream when I'm around other people for an extended period of time, right? Like, I'm not going to sit on the sidelines at one of my kids' sporting events, live stream it, because I'm sitting next to people that don't realize I'm live, or they realize I'm live and now they're uncomfortable, right? I'm not going to do that. The vlogging is much easier because I can record and I can edit, I can delete, right? Whereas live is live. There's no mute. There's no beeping out stuff, you know, when I'm out there on the go. So there's some things I will never live stream. There's some things that I can't live stream, right? I'm trying to get access to the Phoenix Open, the golf tournament here in Phoenix this weekend. I got a media badge. I got access. Guess what? I can't live stream it. It's against contract for their broadcasting. I won't even be able to bring my backpack in. Or if I get caught live streaming while I'm there, which obviously I'm live. So if they're following my social media, I'll get escorted out, never come back. They're very clear about that. So that's where the vlog comes into play, right? Those scenarios, the sporting events, the activities that I can't live stream, that's where I vlog, right? The point I'm trying to get at is that I love being live. It's my favorite thing to do. The reason why I do this podcast, the reason why I still vlog, the reason why I still do all the other things I do is because A, I can. B, not everyone can consume the one piece of content, right? So a podcast, for example, can be downloaded and listened to in the car or at work or at the gym, right? A live stream can't always be that way, right? Not to mention, if you miss something, you miss it. You have to try and go back and watch the VOD and watch the replay, right? Whereas a podcast, a video, it's very easy to pause and come back to, right? You don't lose your spot. So it makes sense to create different forms of content. The problem that I'm going to run into, that I'm already starting to struggle with, is where to put what content. I feel like a lot of times I repeat myself. I put the same content on multiple platforms. And so for those of you, those few of you that consume all of my content, and I love you guys so much, you hear me say the same thing 10 different ways. And I'm sure that you're tired of it. Tiffany is. She tells me all the time that I repeat myself way too much. And I laugh at her. But it's true. I do. Because I like to talk. I would even say that I like to hear myself talk, even though that sounds stupid when I say that, and it's not true. I think it is. There's a deep-seated narcissism that I have that I just said that, and I don't even know the full definition of that word. Words are hard. Chuck knows. Chat knows. I have a college degree, but I suck at reading for whatever reason. Narcissist, a person who has an excessive interest in or admiration of themselves. See, I don't feel like I have that. I don't feel that way. Excessive interest in or admiration of themselves. No, for me, it's more of like, what do I look like to everyone else? Right. It's like looking yourself in the mirror and going, okay, do I look presentable? Can I walk out of the house looking like this? Am I okay looking like this? Like, cause I feel like a lot of people don't do that. Right. When you go to like Walmart at 1 a.m. and the people that you see walk around there, like most of those people, they probably didn't look at themselves in the mirror. Right. They rolled out of off the couch. They put on their slippers or their Crocs, and they just went up to the grocery store real quick because they wanted to grab, like, you know, a bottle of Mountain Dew and a bag of Doritos. And then they're going to go back and hit the couch. And, I feel like that's where I'm at. Like, I look at myself in the mirror just to say, do I look presentable? Right. This is because what I do, I create content, and my content is like 99% around me and my life and my thoughts. That's what I do. Right. So I gotta be somewhat presentable. So like, I'll watch my clips back. Right. I laugh at myself. Tiffany like laughs at me laughing at myself. She's like, you're such a dork. Like, you're like laughing at yourself. I'm like, yeah, that was funny. Like, I laughed at my own joke. Right. I laughed at my own whatever. Wow. This episode was just all over the place, guys. I apologize. I mean, I apologize, but at the same time, again, I don't. And I think I'm repeating myself again. So I'm going to stop. Thank you for listening. I don't know what the fuck I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I lost that. This was a true episode. This is a true riff right here. We started talking about burnout and fatigue, and then we got onto a rant about something. So you're welcome. Thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, iTunes, Google, Spotify, Android, anchor.fm/Clintus. If you want to leave a question, you can leave a message. We will be doing a Q&A episode at some point. If I can get some time today, this week, to plot and plan, I will try to do the YouTube episode next week. Unless something comes up, then I want to talk about more. Like, especially after this episode, I feel like there's going to be a lot of feedback in chat on Twitch or on YouTube, or maybe even on Anchor. I think you guys are going to have some stuff to tell me, some feedback. Actually, there's a Discord channel for that. Discord.gg/Clintus. If you have Discord or want to join our Discord, that is the best place for us to hang out and chat. That's where the community lives. That's where the Clintus clan lives in all forms. So I'm going to really be promoting more Discord on all platforms. But discord.gg/Clintus, download the app, hang out on our server. There's a podcast talk channel, podcast topics. So we can talk about it there if you want. Keep the conversation going. As always, follow me on my social networks, twitter.com/Clintus, instagram.com/Clintus. That's where I update the most, and where you can keep up to date with me and what I'm doing, what I'm going on. YouTube.com/Clintus and twitch.tv/Clintus is where I produce my content the most. I love you guys. Thank you for every minute of attention you give me. I appreciate it. And I will see you on the next episode. Peace.